Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have a to-do list? Or better yet, do you have a not-to-do list? Have you ever felt like you are in a countdown during the holidays, too much list and too little time? Can you imagine downsizing your holidays and keeping your sanity? Tell me, do you know what you need to keep and what you need to eliminate in your life? Now, when was the last time you heard about Mrs. America in camouflage? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you've been looking for? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guest who has been on the show many times, and she's one of my favorite guests. She's a success coach extraordinaire. She provides informative, inspirational lessons, good advice, and lots of humor. Before I introduce my guest, I'd love to invite you to call in during the show. The call-in number is 818-431-8506 with any questions. I'm pleased to announce that our show today is featured on the front page at Blog Talk Radio. I have been honored to become a featured host, and we have over 400,000 listeners. Isn't that wonderful? Let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. She is a nationally recognized expert on humor and laughter therapy. She's been featured in the New York Times, Family Circle, First Magazine, and Newsweek Japan on laughter as a current trend in the workplace. She was one of the first laughter leaders certified by the World Laughter Tour. Her work history includes Arnold Palmer's Bay Hill Club and Lodge, Orlando, where she was the swim pro. This is like a golf pro, but in the water. She has been in banking for over three decades through three economic cycles and now our fiscal cliff and three hair colors. Her success as a speaker and trainer is her conviction to what she believes are the two basic tenets of the adult learning experience, food and fun. She is a member of the Association for Applied Therapeutic Humor, the Society for International Humor Studies, and the World Laughter Tour. She is president and founder of Try Laughter, Inc., a speaking and training group. It is my pleasure, as always, to welcome my dear friend Bobby White to the show. Hi, Bobby. How are you doing today?
Hi, January. Doing well. Thank you. Good morning to you, too.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you back on the show. I think we're all in the mood to have a little humor and laughter. December's been a really tough month in this country with all the tragedy that has taken place. What do you do to try to lift the spirits of the people you're with these days?
My favorite thing, I think, in the holiday season has become sending out holiday greetings from the dog's perspective. And I went to the store and I bought a Santa dress for Lily, and it didn't fit, but it fit well enough that she felt like she was in a straitjacket, and she sat there, well, until I got a couple of shots, and then I found a card online that she got to write a Christmas letter, and most people really did test those. But from the dog's perspective, it's quite refreshing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She has a lot of dog friends.
Well, I was lucky enough to receive one of the cards, and it was a total hoot, and I had to sit down and laugh like crazy. I love the part where you said where she said something about, how do I look? Does my tail look fat?
Oh, I know. She was so unhappy in that dress, and we took it back. I took it back to the store. So the dress was too small and the hat's too big, and they reshelved it.
Well, you know, it's amazing how animals help people heal through difficult times and how wonderful they are. I know my husband rings the Salvation Army bell here in our town, and he dresses our dog up, Zoe, in a Santa outfit with hat and takes her with him for bell ringing. And you can't believe how many more donations you get because there's a dog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. You know, puppies and babies. And really, what's interesting is the cards and all that we get back from other dogs. And also, a neighbor gave a tin of cookies, and I thought they were dog cookies, and they looked wonderful, and I kept sniffing them like a dog. And, man, those do smell kind of like dog biscuits, so I sat there for a while, but then I realized, no, those are people cookies. So anyway, it's fun because we're getting some cheer in return, but you know, it wouldn't have to be just Christmas. It could be a New Year's card. It could be anything from the dog. But it really is fun. It's just a little different twist on sending greeting cards. And really, there's no rules anymore.
No, anything goes. And, you know, speaking of dogs, I read in the paper, or maybe I heard it on TV, they were taking comfort dogs into Connecticut area to visit with the families and to help the children there deal with this terrible tragedies. Animals are so unconditional, so loving, so easy to be.
They are.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, how are you, downsizing your holiday this year? What are you up to?
Oh, you have no idea. Well, for those who don't know, the last official day, the last legal day of duck hunting is December 25th in our area. We're on the Mississippi River, so it's a huge flyway from the north to the south when they go on the ducks go on vacation, you know, just like people. And so when
that.
You live with, yes, well, it's different in different parts of the country, but that's ours. And so when you live with hunters, avid hunters, I mean, every day during duck season is like Christmas to them. But to miss the last day is unexplainable. They just couldn't do it. So this year, my husband thought it would be a great idea if our daughter and I came down to the duck camp for Christmas Eve and Christmas morning, and we're going. It should be quite special. And, you know, we get to sleep in a trailer. It's green. It's like we call it the green weenie. It's just not good. But it is shelter. And I guess, isn't that what we need? That's about it.
Well, have you done this before? Or is this going to be a new experience for you?
Oh, yeah. I have been down there for overnight, but I have not spent Christmas there or any holiday, but you know, if you want to be together, you do what you have to do. So we'll do it.
You sound like you're a good sport, and I think, you know, this will make up for other things, and perhaps for New Year's Eve, you'll go to a luxury resort, or he'll treat you to something fabulous.
Yeah, no, we won't. Actually, we hardly celebrate New Year's Eve. It's just never been one of our favorite.
Mm-hmm.
We don't go out that much at this point anyway, but New Year's Eve is so, I don't know, plastic. It's so, everyone's trying so hard to have a great time, and it rarely happens.
It's almost anticlimactic.
Yeah, I think people are trying very hard. I mean, I spent it in Pompano Beach, Florida, where everything closes down at 8 p.m. That was special. And then I spent another one in Paris, and watching the Eiffel Tower was beyond fantastic until midnight, when it was just quite a show. But then, you know, I spent the next 3.5 hours on a train with people getting sick on the train, and it was just miserable. And it's like, why do we do that to ourselves? It took me 3 hours to get back to our hotel that night.
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
We're going to take a break, Bobby, and hear a little bit about your host. And when we come back, I want to hear more about some of your most memorable holidays. We'll be right back with Bobby White.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with my guest, Bobby White. And Bobby, I have in front of me your fabulous easing, your newsletter, your blog. Would you give the information to our listeners so they can sign up for it too?
Oh, of course. You can get it either on Facebook at Bobby White, that's B-O-B-B-E-W-H-I-T-E. It always has a little post there, and you can click through on that. You can go to my website. It's Bobby at Trilac. That's my email. Website, trilaughter.com. That's TRYLAUGHTER.com. And then you can click through on that.
Okay.
Or you can email me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
You can email me at info@trilaughter.com and tell me you'd like to subscribe, and I'll go ahead and send out this last issue if you'd like it.
Oh, wonderful. So what inspired you to write a to-do list and a to-don't list?
Well, because I had a very long to-do list and I didn't want to do it, and so I sat down to write, because that's what I do best, is procrastinate this time of year.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, so but I think it helps me focus on what can be the difference between an okay holiday and an enjoyable one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one thing that our family started doing a long time ago, we have just a few traditions. One is just to bring in good food to make a great meal, and that's fun for us. Another thing, we have what we call the Avenue of Lights, and most communities have something. You can go even just look at the lights on the houses. But every year we do this, and it's open from Thanksgiving through New Year's. So, you know, it's something you do whenever the spirit moves you. And you can go more than once. And I took my, 88-year-old parents through last week. And, oh, my gosh, it was like taking children through for the first time. And of course, my dad has a little dementia. He didn't remember going last year. So it was brand new.
Yeah.
And so it was It was really enjoyable. So we do things like that. I spend a lot of time, and whoever is with me, they can watch or not watch. I love to watch the Hallmark Channel on TV. They're simple stories, but they're nice. They're fine. I enjoy that. I love watching The Holiday, you know, with Cameron Diaz, and I love watching that more than once during the holiday season. That's probably my favorite. I love watching Love Actually. And I have just, there's just a few Christmas, I mean, some people have children, you know, younger children may like Christmas Story or Santa Claus 1 or 2 or whatever, but pull those out, you know, they really are fun, and you can do laundry to them, you can wrap gifts to them, you can clean up to them, whatever you need to be doing.
Did you happen to see recently they had the White House show with the first families, and that was an amazing Christmas experience. It showed how they decorate the White House, and then they had all the first families, their children, talking about what life was like in the White House during the Christmas season, and it was quite magical, and I'm sure they'll rerun it again. It's a wonderful show. Also, have you ever seen that movie, The Ref, with Dennis Leary?
That's ugly.
No. How do you spell it?
The Ref, R-E-F, and it's a hysterical, it's actually a Christmas Eve type movie, and it'll make everyone in the family laugh like crazy. I think it's important to do simple things like home movies. Don't you agree?
I do. I really do. And there's so many outlets for that. In fact, it's funny that you mentioned that President or the White House Christmases, because I was flipping through those. I saw that, but then I went out of the Hallmark Channel. But now I'm sorry that I missed it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure it'll be on again. So how about, are you a decorator? Do you decorate your house during the holidays, or what do you do for that?
Oh, gosh. Well, I have tubs upon tubs upon tubs in our storeroom of decorations, and yet I didn't put very many out. I put a few things out, you know, a wreath and in the house and one outside the house and a couple of things, but honestly, with duck season in full swing and our kids at school, I mean, nobody's home, and I just don't really need to do all that work just for me. And the dog, you know?
Yeah, the dog.
So I really minimized everything. And now that, my daughter's home, maybe she'll help me put a few things out. But the funny thing is people maybe don't understand. I'm Jewish, so, you know, I grew up without a Christmas tree. So it's a little odd for me to put a tree up for myself. I really don't need it. And then I'm thinking, we're putting a tree up to put presents under it. We kind of run a very ecumenical family. So, you know, we do celebrate Hanukkah, then we kind of go right into Christmas. So we do it all. And,
I think duck season, you're probably the only person I've interviewed who's shared doing duck season during the holidays.
Oh, gosh. I know. It is an enigma all its own. I don't really understand it, but I just have to support it. And I get a lot of I get some feedback on my newsletter when people say, I can't believe you would do that without putting up a fight. And so I thought, you know, what's the point, really, you know?
Life's too short.
So, like I said, if you want to be with your family, sometimes you just have to do that. Now, I took my own hunting trip last week. On a whim, I took the train up to Chicago, and my goal was to see the lights on Michigan Avenue at night. It's a very, very simple goal, but I just decided to do that. I called it my hunting trip, right? I got a great hotel room right off of Michigan on one of the discount hotel websites, and I had the best time. I went by myself. You know, it was my own little gift to myself, and it was really quite enjoyable. So, you know, you might think about just taking off and driving an hour somewhere.
Yeah, just to get a little alone time and take a little time to catch your breath. And there's nothing like Michigan, Chicago for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
exactly.
The decorations are just, that's one of my favorite cities in the world to go to at Christmas time. You know, we're going to take a break right now, and I want to share some information about an amazing organization that Bobby is a member of, and I also am a member of. 1 second, and we'll be right back with Bobby White.
What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play and well-being, provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
Welcome back with Bobby White, who is an AATH member as myself. And I want to share with our listeners that they will be having their annual convention in San Diego April 1st to the 4th. And it's a wonderful opportunity to meet an amazing group of people. Actually, this is how I met Bobby. Now, did I meet you at a convention or did we connect through the newsletter? I'm not sure.
I think we connected through the newsletter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I would like to go. I haven't been, actually. I just haven't been, but I'd love to.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll look forward to that. I would love to have you go because I'm going to try to do my show live from the convention and interview some of the members and have them share their stories. Sporty King comes on the show all the time, and he was a keynote speaker at one of the conventions, and I think he might be the keynote speaker again this year, and he is probably one of, like you, he's a humorist and a delightful guest to have on the show. So let's talk a little bit about, since you didn't put up a tree, but you did get away, do you do anything special with your girlfriends during the holidays?
Well, I have, and thinking about it, I planned a little party. It was kind of like my special person's party. My daughter and I did, and we planned it in like 24 hours. We did, I know, we did invitations by phone or text, and it was a smashing success, and it wasn't elaborate, but it was fun, and who could come came, and we had a house full, and it was probably the best party that we'd ever hosted, and it was so last minute, and it just, you don't have to plan too far ahead sometimes if the spirit moves you.
Oh, I know. Sometimes those last-minute parties are absolutely the best.
Mm-hmm.
We host an open house in the first part of the month, and it's just like bring an hors d'oeuvre, and everyone just wants to see everyone and socialize.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing formal,
yeah.
Very casual. Sometimes those are the very, very best things to do.
Definitely.
Also, like you, we love to go and look at the lights that people put up in the different neighborhoods and to see the Christmas decorations. It's not like a Michigan Avenue or state, but it's the best we can do.
it's fine, you know, because sometimes you can even drive around your community and give out in your own little family, you award like the worst Christmas light display.
Mm-hmm.
and that's kind of fun too, because some of them really do go all out, but it really doesn't have much purpose. Really looks pretty tacky, but you know, Chevy Chase, Christmas Vacation, there you go, another reason to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some people that don't celebrate, and that's okay. I know at our company, we ended up calling it an annual party instead of a Christmas party because we had some people that didn't feel comfortable attending. That's fine. You know, if you want to send out a card, send in January. Who cares?
Happy New Year.
Yeah, my husband's company has their annual party in the end of January. So, you know, I think you just have to figure out what works. My in-laws resigned, kind of retired from Christmas a number of years ago. Mm-hmm. And they it's not that they don't want to celebrate, they just couldn't do it anymore. And that was the sign to all of the children to start setting your own traditions.
Yeah.
And some people in the family still desire to gather the entire clan.
Uh-huh.
And that's, you know, that's kind of what they were trying to get away from, because then your own nuclear family becomes its own little branch. And so that's kind of why we started doing some smaller scale things, just when the parents kind of retired from all of that.
Well, you know, the holidays are when you make them, because we have a lot of families, you know, that Sporty works with who are in the military, and their husbands and wives are gone. So you just have to celebrate when they get back. Thank goodness for the email and the texting that can go on for the military.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was wonderful visiting with you, Bobby, and talking about the holidays and how different people spend different holidays and what they do. And, you know, I will continue to have you back on the show, and I'm going to, from now on, introduce you as Mrs. America in camouflage.
And if one more person asks me if I'm ready for the holidays, I'm going to throw a snowball at them.
Well, I hope
because I will never be ready.
Next year, you need to send out the cards with you in camouflage holding up the duck instead of the dog.
Oh, that's funny. Well, I would, except usually the ducks have all flown south by the time I get down there. So we'll probably have chickens.
Well, however it works, I hope you have a wonderful holiday wherever you are. And I know your family will love being with you. To our listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today. And be sure to catch our interviews with our amazing guests with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. My upcoming guests for the rest of the week are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, they will amuse, and they will astonish you. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful too. If you've enjoyed our show today with Bobby, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. All your comments and suggestions are welcome. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. We love sharing our stories and secrets for success. It's our hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to emulate our guests today and every day. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. And now the chocolate quote of the day from Miranda Ingram. It's not that chocolates are a substitute for love. Love is a substitute for chocolate. Chocolate is, let's face it, far, far more reliable than any man. Thank you, Miranda. And to my listeners, stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing our success show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, start eating chocolate. Lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful, humorous guest, Bobby White. This is January Jones thanking all of you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity. as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.
Drugs require specialized treatment.
Cliffside Malibu provides a personalized